Chapter 1. When I heard that my colleague Kevin Paskey was shot while reporting live from Ukraine, I dropped everything and sprinted for the boss's office. Desire to be the first and only candidate to take Kevin's place fueled my urgency. Becoming a war correspondent wasn't a passing fancy. It was the culmination of my work, my education, and my talents. It was a want that was so persistent, it had become a need. My high-top van squeaked on the tile in the hallway before the editor's office as I skidded to a halt. All the executive offices in the building had glass walls, so it wasn't like she hadn't seen me coming. Nor would my request be a surprise, because it was no secret that I wanted to go to Ukraine. Now that opportunity was at my door, I would make sure it knocked. I burst into the glass cube and made my request. "Send me," I said, out of breath. My heart was beating so fast that if she said no, I probably would have died on the spot from a massive heart attack. Pamela Kemp, editor and chief of Titan Global News, looked up from the proofs scattered across her desk and raised her left eyebrow. I knew what that look meant. It meant she wouldn't hand me the assignment without a major discussion. I would have to convince her that not only was I worthy, I was also, hands down, the best candidate for the job. 5 years ago, when I'd interviewed for the job with Titan Global News, I was terrified Pamela wouldn't hire me as a general assignment reporter. When she did, I was even more terrified that I would let her down. Working my way up the ranks, I currently held the lofty title of political correspondent covering the state legislature in Austin, Texas. Pamela's tutelage had made me earn every bit of my experience. However grateful I was for the opportunities that had come my way, the time had arrived for me to move forward. In my mind, being a war correspondent was the next logical step. "Jesus, Shepherd, ever since you saw that fucking movie, you've been insufferable," Pamela said. It wasn't only since the movie Civil War came out, a story about a pair of journalists covering a future war in the United States, that I'd longed to become a war correspondent. It was something I dreamed of my entire adult life. We both knew what I was asking for, but if she was going to agree to let me go, it would be because I made my case clearly and concisely, leaving no room for doubt that I was the best candidate. Since the first moment I'd opened a blank notebook with my pen ready to bear witness to the events there, or the first time I held a camera up to my face and twisted the focus, I had wanted to be a war correspondent. "Send me to Ukraine," I said. This time, both eyebrows rose, giving her an expression not simply surprised, but also interested. "That's amazing," she said, looking at the expensive gold watch on her left wrist. It took approximately 4 minutes for the news of Kevin's injury to run from corporate to the newsroom. A burst of fear leapt from my heart when I thought she was putting me off. My desire to cover the war in Ukraine far outweighed any objections she might have. She knew me, and she knew I could do this. I was willing to stand there all day, hopping back and forth from one foot to another until it annoyed her enough to respond. She had to send me. She just had to. Leaning back far enough to make her leather desk chair creak in protest, Pamela continued to observe me. Although I'd been with Titan for 5 years, her vogue, good looks, and overwhelming confidence could still make me feel like a rookie reporter trying to impress upper management with my art of making obituaries sound exciting. "Why should I send you?" she finally asked. I had my response ready. In fact, I had practiced it over and over since being assigned to the college newspaper my freshman year. I'd rehearsed it enough to not even need notes. My time would come, and now, with the war in Ukraine, I finally had the experience, the knowledge, and the opportunity. I held up my hand to count off the reasons. "I'm a writer and photographer. You get